Well, Michelle asked me to come this morning and give you a little testimony about what I saw, what was going on at Asbury College in Wilmore, Kentucky. Some of you may have heard a little bit about that.
Michelle, 两姊妹请我来交通一点我上周在 Asbury College 所看见的神所做的事。
So, some of you might not be familiar with Asbury College, but it's a Methodist college that has experienced several touches of the Holy Spirit throughout the years.
如果你们对这个学校不太熟悉的话，这是一个基督教的大学，在过去很多年来有多次被圣灵历临而且充满的经历。
So in 1954, they had a revival there.
1954年他们有一个大复兴。
1970, they had another significant revival.
1970年又一个极大的复兴。
In which, during a midweek chapel service,
他们周间有一个聚会的时候，
the chaplain gave his public testimony and then invited the students to share their heart as they felt led.
牧者先分享了他自己的见证，然后邀请学生们把他们的心交给主。
And then that led to different students coming to the front and sharing about their faith in Christ, but also their struggles in their life, and they openly confessed their sins in front of their classmates.
很多人来到他们大家的面前，不仅分享他们心里的见证，还分享他们心中的挣扎，并且在众人的面前悔改，承认自己的罪。
And that led to 10 days of around-the-clock chapel service.
结果那个聚会维持了十天之久，停不下来。
One student after another just sharing their need for Christ, and then the other young people responding to that and coming forward and repenting of their sins.
就一个学生站在这里分享他的心何等需要主，就影响到下一个学生也来到神面前，把他的心打开，为他的罪和他的挣扎在主面前承认。
So that went on for 10 days.
这样子的聚集维持了十天之久。
Amen.
Amen.
So could you imagine us, we're having our morning, Sunday morning worship service today.
你想想看，比如说今天早上我们来主日的聚会。
And something begins by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we don't stop for 10 days.
然后因为圣灵的同在和工作，我们这个聚会可以维持到十天之久。
Can you imagine such a thing?
你能想象这样一件事情吗？
Obviously, this is not something that man contrives or makes happen.
所以很明显，这不是出于人的工作。
But that's what happened, and then students began to travel out across the country, go to other colleges, and share what God was doing at Asbury.
在这个学校的许多的学生呢，就越过整个美国的土地，到各个校园去见证神在他们身上的工作。
So that led to a significant revival back in 1970.
然后带进了1970年的各校园的复兴。
But this last February 8th,
在过去的2月8号，
During a midweek chapel service,
也是在一个周间的聚会的里面。
At Asbury, the chapel service began.
这是 Asbury 他们一个周间的聚会。
And for 18 days, it ran around the clock 24/7.
结果这个聚会维持了16到18天，24小时没有停止。
And in fact, it started to break out on other college campuses.
同时呢，在其他的校园里也发生了这样的事情。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
But so it was interesting. I'm a part of an organization, the Collegiate Day of Prayer, that invites parents, other people in the church to pray for college students one day a year.
我个人参与了一个这个全国大学校园祷告日的侍奉，就是一年里面有一天邀请所有有负担的家长、同工、弟兄姊妹一同为着大学的校园祷告。
And so for over a year, we've had plans to go to Asbury College to do a simulcast, a public demonstration of the Collegiate Day of Prayer from their chapel at Hughes Auditorium.
所以过去一年来，我们就计划说，今年我们要在 Asbury 这个学校，然后呢，我们同时能够有网上线上的现场直播。
So I believe it was February 9th on Thursday, we had our weekly leadership meeting in preparation for the last February 23rd.
所以啊，在今年的祷告日是2月23号，在2月9号的时候，我们这些同工呢有一个侍奉的聚会。
And some of the leaders from Asbury said something started yesterday.
那一天呢，就有人告诉我们，昨天开始有一些奇妙的事在校园里发生了。
God came to the chapel service again and hasn't stopped.
神又来莅临到我们的校园，而且到现在还没有停止。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
So, I made some observations. We went, and I had a plane ticket a month before the event to go there. And so it just so happened that this event that we had scheduled coincided when God was doing something.
我一个月以前就已经买好了机票，没有想到我们这个全国祷告日正好跟神在做的事情发生在同时了。
So I want to give a little report of what I observed.
所以我要在这里分享一下我所观察到的。
Because I do think we're in a time, in a season in the body of Christ.
我深深的相信在基督的身体里我们来到一个季节。
Where God is inviting us into what he's doing to participate with him.
神在邀请他的儿女一同参与他正在做的事。
And that our community of faith here could likewise enjoy something very significant if we would simply cooperate with some simple biblical principles that he is demonstrating at Asbury currently.
我相信我们如果能够进入神在那里所做的事情的原则，我们在这里一样能够在信心里得着神的行动。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, I want us to, I think they're going toshow a little short video, it's a little more than 5 minutes long, that gives you testimony from different students about what has been happening in case you're still a little bit in the dark on what we're talking about.
帮助大家更进入在 Asbury 发生的事，我们要放一个短短的视频，大概七八分钟，所以你们可以看见在那里发生的事和一些学生的见证。
Just someone yeah. who's like had this like, huge like, revelation, change of heart, being affected in some way, whether yeah. it's something you know or something you've heard about.
Yeah, can I think for like just a second?
Yeah.
Because there's so many. How this encounter with the Holy Spirit started is...a group of students didn't want to stop worshiping, and then they received the Holy Spirit in honesty and in genuineness, and they started sharing their testimonies, and then it didn't stop.
I walked into the chapel and saw a bunch of students worshiping together very intimately. It just, everyone was crying, hands were in the air. It was just showcasing the love of God in so many ways that I had kind of forgotten about.And I remember I was with a friend and we were standing in the doorway and I turned to him and I said, I don't know what they have, but whatever it is, I want this.
Our world is dark and our students are hurting and they're lonely, they're angry, they're desperate. And so they've been praying for change. And we've had a lot of great moments on our campus, great chapel services, great speakers, great intentionality, great prayer meetings. And I think after the service on this just regular chapel day, God just started working in their hearts and he's been working in their hearts, but they were obedient to it.
You know, when you think about how did this start, it was nothing anybody did. It was nothing Asbury did. It was nothing that Zach Meerkreeps did. It was nothing that any student did. You know, I believe that it was just a pure and a deep cry for more of God's spirit that these students had. And look where it's gotten us. And so we have people from all over the world now.
I was one of the people who stayed immediately after the chapel service. So we had kind of a soft ending.We said people are allowed to continue to worship, but I just continue to sit in my seat and pray and just reflect on who God was. Went to my 12 o'clock class, and then when I got out of class, I heard the singing, and I said, okay, that's weird. Why is this still continuing? So I went back up, and it was surreal.The peace that was in the room was unexplainable, and a couple buddies and I just went to run around to the different classrooms and barged in on classes and said, revival's happening.
There's been a ton of healing from church hurt and from various traumatic events. There's physical healings, there's been calls that cancer's gone, but then beyond that, something that's like I think extremely incredible is, I know this campus very well, it's small, we're less about, I guess, at 1,000 students, and I know exactly which people on this campus hate each other, and those are the people that I have seen praying together, singing together, hugging, crying. Like, I myself have had a list of least favorite people at this school, and I have spent the week with them, and it's been like totally life-changing.
For some, it is freedom for the first time, freedom from anxiety, freedom from desperation, maybe. For some, it's freedom from addiction or whatever that may be. And for others, it might be a first-time commitment or really a first-time understanding of who God truly is. And for some, they're just praying for their families, that addiction would be broken in the lives of their family members. So it is however the Lord is working in their individual hearts.
God has a plan of redemption for our world, but God works in the lives of people, and he can bring healing and he can bring peace in the midst of really challenging and difficult things. He's reaching out to a lost and broken people, and he's inviting them into his presence and into his peace and into his love and community here on campus, and people just can't get enough of it.
I feel like the first couple of days, I've just felt so much joy. Like, when I'm singing, I just can't help but like my mouth hurts, my jaw hurts. I'm just smiling ear to ear, and just being filled with so much joy. And I've never really liked praying out loud in front of people, but I've just felt so like bold in that, like to pray for people and allowing God to use me just to speak through me to people for what they need to hear.
I used to have a really big shame about prayer. I never used to want to pray near people, pray out loud. I had a big shame about how I sounded when I prayed. I thought I had to sound like this perfect pastor with these poetic words. That rooted itself in me at a young age. And Jesus like just broke that shame of how I felt and how I had put my personal image above what Jesus says about me. And Jesus says that I'm his son and I'm beloved, and that my purpose in this life is to just love him and to praise him.
People have been reminded about the goodness of God and that his presence is special, that it's holy. And I think a lot of the transformation has been refocusing on Jesus. And some people have gotten healed, and some people have come to Christ, which are things we celebrate, but I think a lot of the times we are just so caught up in our schedules that we forget that God is always moving, and I think he's starting to intervene here.
I really think that this is just my generation and all generations just crying out for truth in a world that teaches relative truth and that there is no truth. There is absolutely truth. He is truth, truth. There is truth in his word, and he's answering our prayers. This isn't just going to end and everything's going to go back to normal. Like, this is changing our culture. This is changing our society. This is changing our world.
The Holy Spirit's here, and it's incredible what we're all learning. And our younger generation, I'm only 18 years old, and I feel like that this opportunity now has created a way of the type of man that I want to be and the type of person that I want to contribute to society. And I feel like that's what's happening, that we're learning all these good lessons and bonding so much with the Holy Spirit that this is creating a new wave of all young people that are going to impact our country and the world.
You can experience revival in any place. It doesn't have to be in a chapel. It doesn't have to be, you know, in church. It's something that you can experience every day in your life. The Holy Spirit is not contained to one place.
It's not fake. It's something that's real. And it's truly why we say taste and see that the Lord is good. You can't truly understand it until you actually come and taste and see for yourself.
I mean, I've seen like people be healed this week. I've never thought I'd ever see that in my life. Like, we're not worshiping the healing. Like, that's great. And if God chooses to heal, that's amazing. And it's beautiful and wonderful. But we're worshiping the one who does heal.
I mean, there's going to be commissioned services where we say, thank you for coming. I'm so glad you experienced and encountered the Holy Spirit. Now go to your family, go to your school, go to your church, go to your community and tell them about it and pray for them. And it's going to happen there too. So while it will fizzle at Asbury, because it simply must at some point, I think that it will be global for a very, very long time.
Open up the gates of heaven.
Amen. So that's a little snapshot of what God's been doing there.
我们刚才看到一下神在那个校园里所做的事情的一角。
Many people have asked or discussed, wow, is this another great awakening like this nation and many other nations have experienced throughout history?
很多人说啊，这是不是又像历史上常常有一阵会发生的大复兴呢？
I would not say that it is that yet.
我不会说这已经是大复兴了。
But I would say that we are at the threshold.
但是我会说我们已经在那个边缘了。
We're standing at the door.
我们站在大复兴的门口。
We have an invitation, an opportunity to step into something
that we've never seen. 我们有一个机会能够踏入这样的大的行动。
Amen.
Amen.
So I witnessed things there last week that were things I'd never quite seen in other very good renewals or revival type meetings.
上周我在那个校园所见的事情是跟我平常所看见许多圣灵的工作不同。
And they were very simple things.
而有一些非常简单的事情。
Things that could be overlooked if you weren't careful.
就我们不注意，我们可能就被忽略掉的。
But I just want to observe three points. I want to just talk to you about three things that I noticed.And encourage us how we can be intentional to cooperate with those spiritual principles.
那今天早晨我愿意分享三个简单的原则，好让我们在这些原则上有操练，让我们能够进入神的行动。
So on February 8th, they had this Wednesday chapel service.
二月八号，他们周三有一个一般例行的周间聚会。
The chaplain gave an exhortation.
牧者做了一个他的分享。
The people responded and began to worship a little bit.
然后邀请大家来到神面前，大家在那里继续的敬拜。
And then most of the students left the chapel at Hughes Auditorium and went to their first class.
很多同学呢，因为上课时间到了，就离开那个大的聚会堂去上课。
But about 7 or 9 students decided to stay.
大概7到9个孩子决定留下来继续敬拜。
You know that experience sometimes where you just feel like you should linger in God's presence.
就像有的时候你在神面前，你觉得说我还需要再停留一下。
When you just feel like you shouldn't move on, just you want to stay.
好像不应该去忙下一件事，而是应该停在主的面前。
So seven to nine students stayed.
这七到九个孩子留下来了。
And an hour later, about 20 more students came.
一个小时之后呢，20多个同学也加入了。
And slowly, other students began to go return back to the chapel, and they also stayed.
不久之后呢，其他的同学下课之后又回到了这个聚会厅。
And they began to worship hour after hour.
他们就不断的在那里一个小时接一个小时的敬拜。
On through the night.
一直进入晚上。
Some students, I was reported, they went back to their dorm.
有的人分享说他们都回到宿舍了。
And pulled the mattress off their bed.
哦，他们回到宿舍把自己的床垫搬出来。
And drug it over to Hughes Auditorium and laid it in the auditorium.
拖到那个聚会厅，放在聚会厅里。
So they could spend the night at Hughes Auditorium and worship God.
他们能够继续在这个偌大的聚会厅里继续敬拜神，整晚不用回去了。
Only college students think of things like this, right?
只有大学的年轻人会这样想，这样做。
But day after day, around the clock, they just worship Jesus.
一天一天过去，每一个时刻，他们都在那里敬拜耶稣。
And it seemed that God was saying, if you stay,
好像神在说，如果你不走，
I will stay.
我就停下。
Amen?
你不走，我就不走。你留下，我就留下。
God's eyes are roaming to and fro throughout the earth, looking for a people whose heart is totally given to Him. Amen.
神的眼目是遍察全地，要寻找那些向他有渴慕的人。
He is looking for a people whose heart is focused on Him, that understands that He is enough.
Amen.
Amen.
他在全地寻找那个专心寻求他，并且认识一件事，就是有神就够了的人。
人。
That he is more than just the answer to our problems.
他不只是一个解决我们问题的神。
He is more than just the strength and help we need to get a good grade.
他不只是说在我需要考试的时候帮助我拿到一个好成绩的神。
Or to find favor and get a promotion at work.
或者在工作上能够在老板眼前蒙恩得以升迁的神。
He's more than the power to help us keep our family together.
他的能力远远大过保守我的家庭的能力。
He truly is enough.
因为神的确就够了。
He is our all in all.
他是一切又在一切之内。
Amen. I believe we're in a time in the church where God is refining the motives of his people.
我觉得我们在一个时代里神正在炼尽我们对神的动机。
Not of what they're doing, but why they're doing it.
不是说这些学生在做什么，而是我们要看说为什么他们这样聚集。
It was obvious to me when I went to those meetings. I spent hours in that huge auditorium there in worship.
我也在那个聚会厅里花了许多的时刻与他们一同敬拜。
That the worship wasn't just kind of an on-ramp or a preparation for some bigger thing that was going to happen in the meeting.
整个的敬拜呢，不是说在做一个下一个更重要的事情发生的前奏，在那里预备。
Worshiping Jesus was enough.
因为敬拜耶稣这件事就够了。
It's all the students wanted to do.
也是所有的学生那个时候所想要做的事。
Was just to worship the Lord, to say, I love you, Lord. I'm thankful, God.
就是告诉他神啊，我爱你，我感谢你。
I just want to be with you, Lord. I just want to stay in your presence. I don't want to move from this place.
我只想坐在你的面前，停在你的同在里，我不想到任何地方去。
So for the first lesson I learned from Asbury is if we stay, he will stay.
所以在 Asbury 我学到的第一个原则就是，如果我不走，神就不走。
This is a powerful biblical promise. If you draw near to me, I will draw near to you.
这是一个圣经里很清楚又有力的应许。你们若亲近我，我就亲近你们。Amen.
We have as much or little of God as we want.
我们可以得到神按照我们的想望的。
And the truth is, a lot of times we don't have more of God's presence.
但是常常什么是事实对我们来说呢？就是我觉得我的神在我身上同在不够多。
Because we want other things more.
因为我们的心爱慕其他的事情。
We want to stay occupied with other things more than we want to stay centered on Jesus.
我们的心所向往的是在许多其他的事情里，而不是安静坐在主面前。
So seven students stayed.
一开始是七个学生留下来。
An hour later, 20 more came.
一个小时之后是27个学生。
Hour after hour, the students continued to come.
一个小时一个小时过去，更多更多的学生来到聚会厅。
Until after 16 days.
一直到16天之久。
Without any special advertisement.
没有广告，没有宣传。
No special speakers.
没有特别的讲员。
No promotional plan.
并没有任何的计划。
100,000 people came into Hughes Auditorium.
十万人来到了聚会厅。
Following the example that had already been established by those seven unknown students to just stay in his presence.
他们所经历的就是这样，一开始那七个孩子只是要愿意停留在主的同在中。
That is inexplicable.
这简直是无法解释的一个现象。
You can't explain that.
你没有办法解释发生的事。
That doesn't happen.
因为这样的事不会发生的。
Unless God's doing something.
除非是神在做一些事。
Amen.
Amen.
If we stay, he will stay.
如果我们停留，神就停留。
The Psalms 145 verse 18 says that the Lord is near, near to all who call upon His name.
诗篇145篇18节说，凡求告耶和华的，就是诚心求告他的，他便与他们相近。
Hebrews 11:6, we know the verse.He is a rewarder of all those who diligently seek Him.
我们都很熟悉希伯来书11:6。凡来到神面前的必须信有神并且信他赏赐那样寻求他的人。
Amen. Do we want God to do what we saw this happening in this film at Asbury?
我们愿意神坐在我们当中，如他坐在 Asbury 的状况吗？
Well, do we want him to do this that here?
我们希望那里的复兴在这里一样发生吗？
So I ask you the question: Are we willing to adjust our priorities?
所以我的问题就是说，我们愿不愿意把我们的生活中的先后次序调整一下？
Amen. What?Are we willing to stay in God's presence?
我们愿意停留在神的同在中吗？
There's an author, you may have heard of his name, Norman Grubb.
有一个作者 Norman Grubb.
He defined revival this way.
他对复兴的定义是这样。
Revival is living with the roof off.
他说复兴呢就是一个没有屋顶的
and the walls down,
没有墙壁的
nothing between us and God,
没有任何东西是在神与我们之间的
and nothing between us and one another,
也没有什么拦阻是在我与人之间的
nothing between us and God,
在神和之间神和我们之间没有拦阻
and nothing to cause distance or spaceOr a fence between one another.
同时我在人与人之间也是和平的没有阻隔。
This requires deep humility, amen.
这是需要非常谦卑的心。
Anything that would cast, this is why out of these great revivals throughout the history of the church.
这就是为什么历史历代以来所有教会中的大复兴。
There's always this emphasis on turning away from anything that would cast a shadow between us and our Lord.
总是会告诉我们要将一切会拦阻或制造我跟神之间阴影的事情都放到一边。
There's this willingness and readiness to remove any obstacle that stands between us and our brothers and sisters.
也愿意把我和我的弟兄姊妹之间将中间的任何的间隔拿开的。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Because in a very basic, real way, this revival is nothing less than a visitation of God, being in God's presence.
因为想一想，复兴就是邀请神的同在来到。
Staying in God's presence.
停留在神的同在里。
So when that is the objective, we don't want anything to hinder that. Amen.
若是那是我们的目标，那你就不要有任何会拦阻神同在的事发生。
And so naturally, anything that would hinder our relationship with one another also must be done away with.
同样的，我和人之间的间隔和难处也要把它移开。
Amen.
阿们吗？
And it seems that what was interesting to me was without real a lot of pointed teaching about sin or a lack of love or a need for reconciliation.
对我来说，我发现呢，好像在复兴当中的时候，你不需要很多的教导关于我们身上有罪的事情。
All those things were being dealt with by simply being in God's presence.
只要我们是在神的同在中，那些事情都自然会被对付。
So people begin to be convicted of anything that casts a shadow on their relationship with the Lord.
在神的同在中，我们的心都会被光照。很自然就看见是什么拦阻了我跟神之间。
So every sin was being done away with.
每一个罪都在神的光中被对付了。
You know what John Wesley, how he defined sin?
你知道约翰卫斯理怎么样定义罪呢？
The old Methodist preacher, John Wesley.
这个很有名的神的仆人，他怎么定义罪？
Anything that cools your love for Jesus.
任何的人事物让你爱神的心冷淡的，这就是罪。
Anything that puts a distance between you and Jesus.
任何事情让你跟耶稣之间产生距离的都是罪。
So it was interesting to me to notice that these students, nobody knew their name.
这些学生他们的名字我们都不知道。
Now let's think about those facts again. There's a student body of about 1,000, less than 1,000 kids with faculty. The whole campus is about 1,500 people.
这个学校的学生不足1000人，连着教职员在内，全校大概是1500人。
And the town of Wilmore, Kentucky, which Asbury College is within that city limits,
他们所在的这个城市呢 Wilmore
is only 6,000 people.
全城也不过6000人。
And on one Saturday alone, they had 20,000 people come to the chapel.
但是那一个礼拜六有 how many?
20,000
人来到这个校园参加聚会。
So over those 2 weeks, over 100,000 people came to Wilmore, Kentucky.
在那两周之内，有10万的人来到这个镇。
And the city had to put up flashing signs that says no more people can come inside.
到了一个地步，他们必须在城镇的边界说谢绝访客。
Because the city was being shut down, it couldn't handle, and there was no place to park, there was no gasoline that people could find, everything was being, they just had no infrastructure to support that kind of influx of people.
因为人群蜂拥而至，以至于这个城市没有办法来应付。
All of this happened because in an unplanned way.
这些发生不是事先计划的。
Because 7 college students decided to stay.
都只是因为有七个孩子决定继续进来。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
So often we'll say, well, God wouldn't do anything really incredible here because we're just this one little church.
有的人会说，哦，我们的教会太小了，神不会在这里做什么。
In the corner of a Pomona.
我们在一个小 Pomona 一个小小的角落。
In maybe not the best neighborhood.
甚至不是在一个很好的区域。
Amen. None of that matters. Amen. This testimony reminds us that God is no respecter of persons. Amen.
但是我们看见在 Asbury 的见证，就知道在神来说，这都不是问题。
The only thing that's keeping God from coming is us.
拦阻神来到的其实是我们这个人。
Is our pride getting in the way?
我们的骄傲挡住了神的来到。
Our small ideas, our little faith getting in the way.
我们的小信，我们的有限的那个思想拦阻了神的来到。
What might God do if we were willing to experiment and with prayer and stay a little longer?
如果我们愿意在祷告中来等候来欢迎神能够做何等大的事啊。
So another principle that I saw out of this, what I'm addressing right here in this point,
另外一个我看到的属灵的原则是
is the highest place is the lowest place.
就是至高之处其实就是最低之处。
The place that is closest to God's heart
离神的心最近的地方
is the simplest and lowest place.
是那个最单纯最谦卑的地方。
It's not through a bunch of sophisticated efforts that we touch God's heart.
不是用很复杂艰难的手段我们才摸得到神的心。
It is through simple childlike faith.
而是一个单纯像孩子的信心。Amen.
Who were these kids? These 7 kids? I don't know their names.
我不知道 Asbury 这七个学生的名字。
You know, as we went into those, as I spent hours in that chapel,
当我花很多时间坐在那个聚会厅里面
I was struck by the fact that it didn't matter which worship team was up there, God's presence was just as strong.
我很惊讶地发现他们轮流上去敬拜的团队不管是哪一个团队神的同在是一样刚强。
So, one morning it would be these two curly-headed girls.
早上也许是两个卷发的女孩子在上面领。
Just singing the simplest worship songs.
唱的非常简单的诗歌。
The presence of God was thick.
但是神的同在却那么的浓厚。
Another time, it was these couple of white boys with guitars.
有的时候呢是两个白人男孩子带了吉他上去。
The presence of God was thick.
神的同在是非常的浓厚。
Another time, it was this nameless, unknown Asian young man at the piano.
有的时候是一个没有人承认我不知道名字的亚洲男孩坐在钢琴旁。
Or this African American girl singing with all of her heart.
或者是一个非洲的黑裔的女孩在那里大声用她的心唱歌。
It didn't matter who it was, God's presence was thick.
不在乎是谁在那里领敬拜，神的同在都是浓厚的。
Nobody knew who they were.
我们甚至都不知道这些人是谁。
Amen.
Amen.
God's highest place is His lowest place.
神的至高之处其实就是在谦卑的人。
Isaiah 57:15.
以赛亚书57:15说
For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy.
那 至高之上永远长存名为圣者的如此说
I dwell and stay, I stay in a high and holy place.
我住在至高至圣的所在
With him who has a contrite and humble spirit,
也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居
To revive the spirit of the humble,
为要使谦卑人的灵苏醒
And to revive the heart of the contrite ones,
也使痛悔人的心苏醒
God's favorite place to be,
神最喜欢的地方是哪里
God's favorite place to reside,
神愿意住在哪里
God's favorite place to stay,
神最愿意停留的地方在哪里
is with those who have a childlike, humble, broken heart,
乃是那个有一个像孩子一样谦卑破碎的心灵的人
The biggest obstacle to God's reviving presence,
对于神的同在最大的拦阻
is often,Our preoccupation with ourselves, our high ideas about who we are and what we can do.
就是我们这个充满了自己，充满了自以为是的自己。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Apart from Jesus, we are nothing. Amen.
若是离开耶稣，我们什么都不是。
We have no reputation.
我们没有名誉可说。
We can do nothing without Jesus.
没有耶稣，我们什么都不能做。
God did not save us because we were so good. Amen.
神并不是因为我们很棒才拯救我们。
He saved us because we were so broken. We were so bad. We were so dirty. We had so much sin. That's why He saved us.
神为什么拯救我们？因为我们是破碎的，我们是肮脏的，我们充满了污秽。
Anytime we forget that.
什么时候我们忘了我们自己是什么样子
？We start pushing God's presence away.
我们就会将神的同在推走。
But when we agree with how weak we are without Christ,
如果我们心里真的认同说，若是没有基督，我什么都不是。
That makes us a magnet for God's presence.
那我们就好像一个磁铁，可以把神吸引过来。
He says, "That's where I want to stay."
因为神要与这样的人同住。
These are the ones I want to stay with.
他说这样的人是要我要居住的地方。
And that's what I saw at Asbury. These simple college students who understood that.And weren't afraid to confess their need for Christ.
在 Asbury 我就看到这些孩子那么单纯，不害怕也不以为尴尬的承认说我需要神。
James 4:6 says that God gives grace, therefore, to the humble, but He is opposed, He resists the proud.
雅各书四章六节说，神阻挡骄傲的人，但是他赐恩给谦卑的人。
Amen. You know what humility looks like?
你知道谦卑是什么样子吗？
Humility.Is not something that God. Hopefully, it's not something He has to do to us.
希望谦卑不是一个神必须制作在我们身上的一个性格。
When I was young in the Lord, I thought, well, God has to humble me.
当我年轻的时候，我常常觉得，哦，神你必须让我谦卑。
Then I realized that's only when I'm really hard-headed. When I'm obstinate. Amen.
当我觉得说神你必须要使我谦卑的时候，一定是我的心蛮高傲的。
But what the Scripture actually does is invite me.To humble myself.
但是圣经要邀请我让我谦卑
to recognize that he is the king and I'm not.
承认说他是王，我不是
To recognize that he is strong and I am weak.
承认说他是刚强，
Amen?
我是软弱。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
So when I realize that,
当我明白这件事
this is what humility looks like.
对我来说，谦卑是这样的。
I agree with him.
就是我同意，我与神同意。
I agree with him.
我同意神。
In my heart.
我在我的心里，我同意。
And I confess with my mouth.
然后我用我的嘴巴表达出来，承认出来。
That I am a sinner.
承认我是个罪人。
That I need to be cleansed.
我需要洁净。
That I am broken.
我需要被他破碎。
That I am helpless.
我是无助的。
And that I am weak.
我是软弱的。
I tell him, I confess my sins to God.
我向神承认我的
罪。I humble myself.
我谦卑自己。
Is that hard for you?
这样做对你很难吗？
Is that hard for you?
这样承认对你很难吗？
If that is hard for you,
如果对你很难，
you're making it hard for God to stay with you.
那你就让神愿意与你同在的心遇到极大的艰难挑战。
Amen? You're making God withdraw from you if that's hard for you.
如果谦卑对我们来说是很难，就让神很难靠近我们。
Are you hearing me, young person? Are you hearing me, young people back there in the corner?
年轻的人
Are you listening to me? We have to lay hold of the grace.
我们必须要学习抓住恩典。
And agree with God's word.
然后同意神的话。
That we are sinners.
承认我是罪人。
And you want to know where that's worked out? Probably one of the easiest places.
你知道这样的事怎么样最容易承认吗？在哪里最容易承认吗？
When we start to agree with God and we confess to Him all of our sins.
当我们的心与神的话对齐，并且承认我的罪。
I mean all of our sins.
我所有的罪。
Biblical repentance is not God forgive me for all my problems.
圣经不是应许说神要解决我所有的问题。
It's not forgive me for all my mistakes.
或者原谅我所有的错误。
It's knowing
乃是
what they specifically are.
要知道我到底有什么问题。
I remember when I first gave my heart to Jesus.
我当我第一次把自己交给神的时候。
I had sins that I loved.
我那时候有我所爱的罪恶的事。
Are you hearing me this morning, young person? Sins that you love, bad attitudes, lust of the flesh, desire to be ambitious and great and liked by people. Who knows what they are?
我们有各样的情形在我们里面，我们有罪，我们要知道是我们爱恋地上罪恶的事。
But you have a list of things that make you feel good.
或者我们少年人的私欲，那让我们肉体觉得好受。
And God convicted me. You cannot have those in your life and still follow me.
神在我里面光照我说，你不可能又要保留这些，又要来跟随我。
So every day, you know what I did when God was, I knew He was saying, David, it's time, it's time. Give your heart to me.
我知道神一直对我说，大卫。你这是该是时间了，把你的心归给我。
And literally, this is what I did. It sounds strange, but I had a little list, I had a little yellow tablet, and I wrote them all on a list.
所以我在神面前呢，就有一个清单，把我所有知道的罪都写出来。
Yeah, fill the page.
我整页都写满了。
And I'd go every day into my literally in my closet, and I'd close the door.
每一天，我就在我的小衣柜里。
Turn my little light on.
关上了衣柜的门，打开了灯。
I laid that list on the ground and I kneeled before God.
我把那个充满了我罪恶的名单放在地上，我在他面前跪下来。
And I wrestled with him.
我就与神摔跤。
And I'd say, God, doesn't matter if I have that. I scratched it off.
我说主，这个我可以不要，我就把它划掉。
And I'd scratch it off.
我再划掉一样。
Until after it took me weeks to work through my little list.
花了我好几周才把这所有的事情。
But you know what? You have to look at each one to turn from each one.
你必须要很清楚的知道每一项，你才能够离开每一项。
Which you don't identify as something that you love and get life from, you can't turn away from quit trusting in that thing. Amen.
你若是不能够清楚的列出来你所爱恋的罪恶的事情，或者你所做罪恶的事，你就无法从这些事里离开。六周之后
，I'm sorry, Michelle. Till after about 6 weeks, I scratched them all off.
六周之后，每一项都被我划掉了。
I wasn't doing anything. I just said, God, there they are. It doesn't matter what I have and what I don't have. I'm just giving my whole life, my entire life, to you.
我就能够对神说
，Have you ever done that?
我把我自己完全，我的一生，
you ever done that?
我的自己交给你。
Have you ever done that? Are you trying to make a deal with God?
你有没有想跟神做交易？
Are you trying to bargain with God like you bargain with your parents? God, if you let me have this, mom and dad, I'll give you those grades, or I'll do that or this.
你有没有跟神讨价还价？如果你给我这个，我就放弃那个。
Some of you young people know exactly what I'm talking about.
年轻的人呐、啊，你们
You're trying to bargain with him.
因为你们总是讨价还价。
You don't bargain with the king, amen.
你不跟天上的君王来讨价还价的。
I wasn't expecting to say all this, boy.
这不是我原来预先要想好要讲。
Will you give it all?
你愿意把你所有的都给神吗？
And he'll take it all and put it back together in all the right ways.
你若全部给他，
Amen?
他会全然接收，然后把它整理好还给你。
But when you start to that process of confessing your need to him,
但当我们开始承认我们的需要，承认我们的罪的时候，
guess what happens?
你知道会发生什么？
You start going to other people that you have to confess to them.
你就发现说，对付这些事的时候，你也要去跟人承认你的问题。
Do you have a hard time telling people that you're sorry?
你对于跟人道歉是不是很难？
When you start to, you know, you turn that part of your heart back on when you start confessing your need to Jesus.
你知道当我们把我们的心转回对跟神承认我们的需要的时候。
I'm the one, God. I'm the one. It's me. It's me.
然后你就发现，其实我是这个问题的核心。
I did it, Lord.
我做的，我错。
It's me. It's me.
问题是我。
Not covering it up.Not hiding it, not pretending somebody else did it.
我不再掩蔽，我也不再控告别的人，怪罪别的人。
Your heart comes alive as you start to say, God, it was me.
你的心慢慢会苏醒过来，当你敢承认说问题是我。
Broken, your heart's broken in a thousand pieces, and God's spirit rushes in. Amen.
当你的心被破碎的时候，神的灵就会冲进来。
Well, guess what? When that part of your heart begins to come alive,
你知道，当你的心里的那一部分开始苏醒的时候，
you start going to other people, family members, friends,
你就开始会去找你的家人、你的朋友、同事、
co-laborers, and you start telling them it was me.
你就向他们承认是我。
It was my fault.
是我的错。
I am sorry.
对不起。
Please forgive me.
请你原谅我。
If you will not humble yourself enough to apologize to your children to your parents, to your friends and family,
如果你不能谦卑下来，真的向你的父母、你的儿女、你的朋友、你的家人道歉的话，
you shut the door on God's revival presence.
你就把神复兴同在。
Right then and there, you shut the door.
当你拒绝这样做的时候，
you shut the door.
你就把神关在门外了。
You say no, I don't want any more, God.
你就好像你对神说，我不要你了，我不要更多的你。
You must confess your sins to God.
但是我们必须承认我们的罪。
You must confess your sins that you have committed to one another.
并且向着我所得罪的人道歉。
You know what I'm talking about. Some of you have a hard time telling people you're sorry.
你们知道我什么意思？
You can't even form the words to say it was my fault.
我们没有办法承认我们自己的错误。
When I first gave my life to Jesus.
当我最第一次把自己献给主的时候。
Man, God turned me inside out and made me tell some people I was sorry for things I was so ashamed of.
神真的把我大大的整顿了一下，让我去向着我觉得很尴尬的人道歉。
The same way that I had a list of all my personal sins that I had to work out between me and God.
就像我有一个清单关于我的罪的事情。
I had a list of people that I had to go to.
我还有一个名单呢，就是那些我该去道歉的对象。
I said, Lord, if I go and tell this person what I've done, they could have the police come and pick me up.
我说神，如果我去向这个人道歉，他们可能可以报警把我抓起来。
And I said, okay, I'm trusting you. I put my life in your hands.
然后我说神，我相信你，我把我的命交在你手里。
You see what I'm talking about?
你们知道我在说什么吗？
I know I'm beside myself today.
我知道我今天可能有一点失常。
God wants to come.
但是神想要来啊。
But when we come and sit in His presence,
当我们坐在他的同在中，
we start to say, Lord, it was me.
我们就开始承认是我的错。
I turn away from that.
我要远离这些事。
I'm walking the other direction.
我要远离这些错误。
And the grace of God comes into your life.
神的恩典就来到我们的生命中。
And it not only forgives you of your sin.
它不仅会赦免我们的罪。
It transforms your life.
它会改变我的生命。
It changes you.
它会改变我。
It makes the places that you were the weakest in.It takes those places and makes it the strong place in your life.
那些原来是你最软弱的地方，就要成为你最刚强的地方。
Amen.
Amen.
So I think this is the way. This has always been the way to having a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit.
Is going. 这是能够得到圣灵新鲜的触摸的一个办法。
Be honest with yourself.
向你的心诚实，面对自己。
Don't make excuses.
不要找借口。
Don't try to explain it away.
不要找理由来解释。
You're either wrong or you're right.
你不是错，你就是对。
The scripture says to be at peace as much as depends upon you.
你能够有平安，在乎你。
If you need to tell your wife you're sorry,
如果你需要向你的妻子道歉，
you want more of God in your house, start there.
你希望神更多的充满你的家吗？你就向你妻子道歉。
You have to tell your kids, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have spoke to you that way.
你需要向你的孩子道歉吗？对不起，我不应该这样说你。
Amen.
就道歉啊。
If you need to tell your parents you're sorry,
如果你需要向你的父母道歉。
You want God's presence?
你希望神的同在充满你的家吗？
Agree with God and confess your sin.
你就要与主的心对齐，承认你的错误。
Man, I'm telling you as straight as I know it.
这就是我所知道的，我很诚实的告诉你们。
I know it's frightening. It is. It makes you tremble inside. They'll think this, that. I just can't. I don't even know why I'm having such a hard time.Forming the words, it was me. I'm sorry.
我了解你里面的害怕和忧虑，仅仅说要说对不起是我的错。
Do not let pride.
不要让你的骄傲自尊。
Pride steal what the Lord wants to do.
偷走了神想要在你生命中做的宝贵的事。
It is not through our excellence, our strength, our intellect, our success that we become great in the kingdom of God.
不是因着我们的能力、我们的才干、我们的成功，让我们配在神的国度里。
God likes to use broken vessels to spread His kingdom.
神喜欢用破碎的器皿。
One thing I've noticed about after studying revival is it erases.Revival, the coming of God's presence, erases all the confusion.
我注意到复兴每一次神的同在呢，就会将所有的错误所有的confusion, 所有的混淆拿走。
Between what God did and what man did.
我们就很清楚能够分辨什么是出于神的，什么是出于人的。
It was so obvious after visiting Asbury. Oh my goodness, God had to do this.
当我拜访了这个校园的时候，我必须承认说，只有神能做这样的事。
This makes no sense.
在人来看是不合理的。
Humanly speaking.
就对人而说，这是不可能的。
Amen.
Amen.
It makes no sense to our natural mind to have to go and confess our sins one to another.
同样，就我们天然人。的理思想来看，也是不合理，叫我去承认，向人承认我的错误。
Oh, that's the past. I don't need to talk about that. I don't need to think
about that. 那些事都已经发生过，我不想再谈了。
If God's putting His finger on something, you do need to talk about it.
但若是神
to him and to someone else,
光照你的心，指出某件事，你必须要对付，向着神，向着人。
Well, let's try to.I'm just encouraging myself, my family, my friends to practice, renew these principles of revival in our lives.
我对自己也对着我的家人不断的提醒，说我要操练这些原则。
And I encourage you as my church family to renew these principles in your life.
我们同为神的家人，我也要奉劝大家要更新并且操练这些原则。
There are some people in this room that have never had a deep touch of God's presence.
在座的也许有些人从来没有经历过神极深的同在的触摸。
Because they just haven't ever really said it was me, God.
很可能是因为你从来没有认真的承认过你的错误。
They haven't told maybe their family member it was me.
或者向你的家人朋友道歉说是我的错。
I'm sorry, please forgive me.
对不起，请你原谅我。
Amen.
阿门吗？
If you need prayer about this, just raise your hand.
如果你有这样的需要，需要有人为你祷告，请你就举起你的手。
Okay, we have two back there, two my sisters back there. Go ahead, come on. This is what we're God. If God's talking to you,
如果神正在光照你
my sister right here.
Amen.
Just why don't you stand? Why don't we stand?
你可不可以站起来？
Go ahead, stand, brother. Stand, Fisher. Stand, sisters, right there. Just stand.Holy Spirit, come. And this is, would you say it's me?
现在这就是我们向神承认说是我是我的错，我是问题的核心。
It's me. It's me. It's not.
是我主啊。
Unless you become like a little child, by no means will you enter the kingdom.
我们必须回转像小孩那么单纯，才能进神的国。
Thank you, Lord. Anybody else?
还有没有人
？Just want to stand and say it's me.
就站在神面前说，是我。
I need God's presence.
神啊，我需要你的同在。
Oh, I need God's presence.
我何等需要你的同在。
Got one more sister there. Another one back there. Yes, it's me, Jesus.
是我，神啊，是我。是我的错。
We just humble ourselves before you, Lord.
主啊，我们真的谦卑伏在你的面前。
God, we stand upon your promise.
我们也站在你的应许上。
That when we humble ourselves, your grace just pours into our life.
你应许，当我们谦卑悔改的时候，你的恩典就临到。
Just release your grace. Release your grace right now, God.
你现在就释放你的恩典在我们当
中。To make things right between us and you.
让我们与你之间没有间隔。
To make things right between us and our brothers and sisters.
让我与我的弟兄姊妹之间的关系也是正确的。
God, give us the grace to go and tell our brothers and sisters we're sorry if we need to.
给我恩典，好让我能够向人去承认我的错误，请求赦免。
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And just begin to pray, saints. Just pray.
你现在就
that we find grace in God's presence.
你现在就开始祷告，
yes, God.
向神承认，好让神的恩典能够降临。
If you still need to stand, it's not too late. It's not for us. It's for Him.
Amen. 你愿意站起来的，现在还不是太晚。
It's just a public testimony that it's me, Lord.
我们就是公开的承认，神啊，是我，
Amen.
是我的错，求你赦免。
Amen. Hey, Steph, could you just do the one song, take us into the Holy of Holies? Just keep on praying, saints. Keep on praying.
让我们继续祷告。我们告诉神。
Just use your voice, pray.
用你的声音祷告出来，告诉神。请你坐着的人为你四周站起来的弟兄姐妹祷告，把你的手搭在他们身上，说神啊，愿意的恩典临到。阿门。Take me